From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. At this hour, thousands of troops on the Kuwait-Iraq border are awaiting orders from President Bush. The United States has given Saddam Hussein until 8 p.m. Eastern time, that's 4 in the morning in Iraq, to leave his country or face military action. There is no sign that he'll leave. In Turkey, the parliament is preparing to vote on giving overflight rights to the United States military. And in Baghdad, the city's nearly 5 million residents are preparing themselves for a war that seems inevitable. NPR's Anne Garrels is in Baghdad, and when I spoke with her earlier today, she said the streets of the Iraqi capital were calm.
It was strangely quiet. There were clusters of armed Ba'athist party members all over town. You can tell them by their green military-style uniforms. They've taken up residence in schools, apparently thinking that's going to protect them. Their role is really to intimidate Iraqis from defecting, from spying, maybe from looting if there's chaos. But these armed party members aren't really a fighting force, and there's no evidence of military preparations in the city, amazingly.
Are the people in Baghdad able to follow events through any media other than Iraqi state-controlled news media?
Absolutely. They certainly don't rely on Iraqi media. If they did, they'd have a very confused picture of the world. They all have shortwave radios. I mean, you go into the marketplace and they've all got shortwave radios, you know, sort of attached like a second ear. Listening to what's going on. I mean, they can listen to any number of things, whether it's Iranian radio, BBC, Voice of America, Radio Sawa, as it now is.
Can you explain something that was reported today that was a bit confusing? Tariq Aziz, who was the Iraqi foreign minister back during the last war with Iraq, and now, as I gather, an even higher-ranking official in the regime, went on television to show that he has not defected. What was all that about, you know?
Well, I do know. I was there. He said, "I decided to meet all of you in the press to affirm that I am here and that we in Iraq are ready to fight."
But there were rumors that he had fled or defected?
Oh, well, apparently there were. You know, those bypassed me. I being in Baghdad. But apparently they did swirl around the financial markets. And he said, "Don't believe them. We're going to fight. Those of us who were born here will die either as martyrs or naturally." And he predicted that this isn't going to be a picnic for the Americans. He said this could be a long, protracted battle.
And these protestations of stiff resistance and a very difficult fight that U.S. and British forces will face, that's the official line, that Iraq is braced to defend the country right now.
Absolutely. But you don't hear that a lot from Iraqis themselves. I mean, the usual refrain until now was, "Hey, we're used to war, no problem." But this false bravado has begun to crack in the past 24 hours. People are frankly terrified. I mean, most simply shrug and say, "What can we do?" Many Iraqis have said to me they anticipate that this is going to be a very short war because there's really no stomach for a fight as far as they're concerned. Of course, I have to say most Iraqis avoid any political discussion for or against Saddam, knowing the price they could pay for saying the wrong thing to the wrong person. And there are people here who are defiantly pro-Saddam, who are convinced the U.S. is only after Iraq's oil or that America is anti-Arab. A taxi driver said to me today, "Osama bin Laden, he's good. Bush, he's bad." But another said to me, "We know the U.S. is only after the regime and not the Iraqi people." And I had the most bizarre meeting of all with a member of the Ba'athist Party. There he was, armed, saying he was going to absolutely fight to the end. And then I started playing with his child. And with no intended irony, he said to me, "Take him to America with you."
Well, NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad. Take care of yourself, and thanks for talking with us once again.
Hey, thank you, Robert.